Minerals are naturally occurring inorganic solids with a definite chemical composition and has a crystalline structure. The largest group of minerals, the silicates, are made from a silicon tetrahedron structure. This is a pyramidal-looking structure made from four oxygen atoms and one silicon atom in the center. The way that tetrahedra are bonded together determines how strong the structure is when you try to break the bonds apart. When the bonds break along certain lines, we call this cleavage. Minerals form from the cooling of lava or magma, or by precipitating out of solution when the dissolved mineral is left behind when water evaporates. Minerals are identified by their physical and chemical properties. The tests that we do on minerals for identification include color, streak, luster, hardness, breakage, which is cleavage or fracture, density, acid tests, whether it has magnetic properties, double refraction, radioactivity tests, fluorescence, taste, and smell. When we talk about fracture and cleavage means there is one set of parallel planes after the mineral breaks. Fracture means there are no parallel planes. All you need is one set of cleavage planes for you to check off cleavage in the reference tables on page 16. Luster refers to the light shining off of the surface of the mineral. We often talk about whether the mineral looks like it is shining like a piece of metal, such as a gold ring or the legs on the chairs in your classroom. If it is non-metallic, it may look waxy like a candle, pearly like pearls, dull like sand, brilliant like diamonds, or glassy like a piece of glass. Hardness refers to how easily a mineral can be scratched. Talc is the softest mineral with a hardness of 1. Diamond is the hardest mineral with a hardness of 10. Your fingernail is a hardness of 2.5, and glass is a hardness of 5.5. Harder minerals can scratch softer minerals, but not vice versa. The color of the mineral is what you see. However, the streak of the mineral is what color powder it leaves on a streak plate. These may or may not be the same.